Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Michigan State Capitol. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Today, Game 3 in a 12-game homestand, Game 3 in a 6-game series for the Lansing Lugnuts against the visiting Quad Cities River Bandits. The story of Game 1, the Lugnuts built up a 5-0 lead. Quad Cities rallied with 5 runs in the 8th. Lugnuts walked off in the 10th, 6-5. Yesterday, Adam, the Lugnuts built up a 5-0 lead, and they won 5-0.
And they won quickly, I might add. Hour 58, it was great pitching from the Nuts in that one, and wow, they got it started with Christian Fernandez. He went 6 innings, gave up 1 hit. He was excellent through the first 3 innings, 37 pitches, all it took with 27 strikes. Racked up those 5 strikeouts. Did have some walks there at the end, but then once he exited, Grant Holman came in, couple of effortless half innings, and Jorge Juan finished it off. That's how you design it, right? You have the starter come out, then the bullpen finish it up, and the Lugnuts, inning 1-9 yesterday, was great.
I don't think it's an oversimplification, then, to say for Quad Cities, you have to figure out how to get the offense going to get back in the series.
I mean, they are last in the league right now. Team batting average is sitting at 200, and specifically in this series for Quad Cities, how about this, Jesse? 1-18 through the first 2 games with runners in scoring position. You cannot do that. You especially can't do that against the Lansing Lugnuts, who have capable bats and already have a good staff, we presume, through the first month of the season. So Quad City's going to win today. They certainly have to take advantage of some of their opportunities on the bases.
What's been uplifting them whenever they've hit those struggles has been their outstanding pitching. They've got a good right-hander going today in Luinder Avila.
Yeah, I mean, here's another guy that has an ERA under 2. He's got really good stuff. We're going to see him for the first time today. But international free agent that signed back in 2018 out of Venezuela. And the 21-year-old looked good in his first opportunity against Wisconsin. Went 4 innings, gave up just 1 earned run with 8 strikeouts and 76 pitches and only 2 walks. So just like they saw in yesterday's game, where they were able to get to Noah Cameron through the first few innings, he had an ERA under 2. We'll see what they can do against Avila today.
And when you say they, you can mean specifically 2 players who've been among the best Lugnuts performers and among the best Midwest League performers this young season. That's Lázaro Armenteros and Caden Trenkel.
2 guys that are right in the top 4 spots in the order, as they should be. Trenkel leading off. He's the best OBP guy on the team. And he draws a lot of walks. He doesn't strike out a ton. Boom. Put him in the leadoff spot. That's perfect. Get on. Move him over. Well, you don't have to move him over when he hits the home run like he did yesterday. A towering shot to right. And then Lázaro Armenteros, he's in the cleanup spot because he has been cleaning up home run after home run, 6 straight games, 6 home runs to lead the league. first in slugging, first in OPS in the league. What's he going to provide for us today? I don't know. We're going to find out.
We're also going to find out what the Lugnuts get from their starting pitcher. Because Mitch Myers, before he ever took a start for the Lugnuts, we were looking at his command and how well he has done at getting deep into games. That wasn't the case his first start of the year. It was difficult against West Michigan. But it wasn't difficult his last time out against Lake County. 5 scoreless innings.
Yeah, you told me this guy was great on the one game that I missed, and I come back, and now it's game 3. So, yeah, I'm excited. That first time, as you mentioned, Jesse, he struggled, but how do you build off that? He had a great performance the last time out. Now can you build off that and make it 2 straight great starts? We're going to find out tonight.
All right, that's the wild thing is Lake County, the best hitting team in the Midwest League, he blanks them. How does he do against a scuffling squad from Quad Cities, albeit a scuffling, very talented squad looking for the breakout? That brings us to today's starting lineups. For the River Bandits, leading off, it's the shortstop Jack Pineda. Batting second at second base, Javier Vaz. Hitting third, the DH, Caden Wallace. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter is the center fielder, Gavin Cross. Right fielder, River Town, bats fifth. Hitting sixth, and left field, Darryl Collins. Batting seventh, first baseman, Paxton Wallace. Hitting eighth, the third baseman, Enrique Valdez. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, the catcher, Kyle Hayes. Pineda, Vaz, Wallace. Crosstown, Collins. Wallace, Valdez, Hayes. Who's your spotlight bandit?
Well, it'll be easy to go with Caden Wallace. He's top 5 in a lot of categories in the Midwest League. But I'm going to go with the first rounder from last year. What do you got, Gavin Cross? We haven't seen it yet. I didn't see it yesterday. I know he was quieter on Tuesday as well. So look out for the first round pick for the Royals last year, Gavin Cross.
Can I call out the manager for Quad Cities, Brooks Conrad? You bring Paxton Wallace and Caden Wallace into the same starting lineup. And you DH Caden. So we don't get the two Wallace brothers as the corner infielders today.
Kind of a bummer.
Let's talk about the Lugnuts lineup now on the other side. And leading off it is in right field, Caden Trenkel, who has reached base in all 14 games that he has played this year. Batting second at first base, Jack Winkler. Hitting third, wearing number 3, the shortstop, Max Muncy. Cleaning up, Lázaro Armenteros in left field, batting fourth. Batting fifth, DHing today, it's Daniel Susak. Hitting fifth, the second baseman, it's Aribiel Anales, the second baseman. Batting seventh, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Hitting eighth, it's the third baseman, Alexander Campos. And then rounding off the order for the Lugnuts in center field, Junior Perez. That's Trenkel, Winkler, Muncy. Armenteros, Susak, Anales, Rodriguez, Campos, and Perez to support Mitch Myers. Your spotlight Lugnut is...
Jesse, I'm going to ask you if see how well you know me. I'm not going to go ahead and take the two obvious names we just talked about in Trenkel and Armenteros, but who's that next guy that can have a big game that we've seen good stuff from in small doses?
C.J. Rodriguez.
Absolutely. That guy's played in 6 games. He's got 3 doubles. He's batting .350, which is best on the team. I'm going to go with Mr. Rodriguez to have another good day at the plate as he's back in the lineup.
Boy, I think I know you pretty well, huh?
Yeah, you do.
This is a lovely day today. It's really a gorgeous day here in Michigan State Capitol. Currently, it is 62 degrees. You see any clouds in the sky?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. Sun shining on down. Already, the dream team has taken the field. Our anthem singers are ready to roll down below. The Lugnuts and Quad Cities, the River Bandits at 7-9, the Lugnuts at 9-7. It is early in this young season. The Lugnuts wearing their home whites, the red crowns of the cap, the black brims. They have mastered the dugout on the far side, ready to rush out there and take the field. While Quad Cities is in its road grays here today with the black caps, and they have come filtering out from the dugout third base side. The Lugnuts, 3 outfielders, first jog out to the green grass. Here come the infielders to take their spots. The catcher Rodriguez jogs toward home. And lastly, pitcher Mitch Myers. I've seen Lugnuts teams in the past whom the pitcher is the first guy to leave the dugout. Myers, the last one, a native of Alabama who pitched for the Pitt Panthers. And he makes his 3rd start of the high A season here today. Let's go down to the field now. It's time to listen in to our national anthem. Now,
brilliantly sung by the Kinawa Choir down there at Jackson Field as we get ready for baseball. It's the Lansing Lugnuts and the Quad Cities River Bandits on a sunny evening in Michigan State Capitol, Thursday, April 27, 2022. Lugnuts on a little win streak here. They've taken the first two of six in this series. Let's see if they can get number three. To tell you all about it, here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let me tell you about this Lugnuts defensive alignment. Let's begin with the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. At first base, Jack Winkler. At second base, A. Rubiel Anales. Max Muncy plays shortstop. And at third, Alex Campos. In the outfield, Lázaro Armenteros is in left. Junior Perez is in center. And in right field, Caden Schrenkel. Which brings us to the man on the mound. The right-hander, standing 6'2", 200 pounds, age 24, out of Lynette, Alabama. Adam Jaxa, how about Mitch Myers?
Yeah, Mr. Myers, 6'2", 200, four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider from the University of Pitt. Go Panthers, 12th-round selection in 2021. You mentioned two starts, four innings, seven hits, four runs, couple walks, couple strikeouts in the first outing against West Michigan, but then at Lake County last week, five innings, four hits, no runs, three strikeouts, no walks. Those were both losses, so maybe a good performance today and a win.
Down to the field. Interesting that Mitch Myers is pitching. Mitch Meyer is the director of player development for the Kansas City Royals organization. He is a native of Petoskey, Michigan. He is here in the ballpark today. Mitch Meyer in the visitor's dugout. Mitch Myers has completed his warm-ups, and let's go.
Capital City Market, presented by Meyer, right across the street.
And everybody spells Meyer differently. You've got M-E-I-J-E-R for the grocery, the grocery chain that wraps its way all around the midden. M-Y-E-R-S, the right-hander on the hill. M-A-I-E-R for the brass for Kansas City. Adam Jaxa by my side, J-K-S-A. Jack Pineda batting left, first pitch, and the first offering called a strike. We are underway officially at 6:04 p.m. We are early. Home plate umpires Charles Welling, and the bases umpire Clyburn Rondon. Righty deals. Line drive, center field, Perez over, it falls in front of him, a base hit. One hop to Perez, who gets it in. A leadoff single for Pineda, trying to turn around the fortunes of Quad Cities. On for just the second time in the series. Isn't it funny that I could not come up with the term chain? I'm thinking, how do you describe Meyer grocery? There are grocery stores everywhere. What is the word for this?
Yeah, but only in the Midwest. And now expanding, I believe, to Ohio just recently.
Javier Vaz batting left, takes a ball high from Myers. Okay, now I'm in my head because the grocery store, you call it Myers, it's really Meyer. The man on the mound, Myers, I don't dare just call him Meyer. It is plural. It checks on the runner at first base, Pineda back in. Jack Pineda, three steals once caught this year. Javier Vaz, day off yesterday. Adam, he was so good in the opener. 3-for-4 with a sacrifice bunt. The pitch. Ground ball rolled weakly right side. Anales grabs, feeds Max Muncy for one, and then Muncy puts it in his pocket. They get the force out on the lead runner. Vaz safely aboard at first base. One gone, top of the first inning.
Well, it's been a couple of games since the Nuts have turned the double play, but they've had a couple chances the last two nights. The ball has just been hit too slow, and that was the case there. Nice job by the two up the middle. Get the force at second, and I liked Max's decision. Just hold on to the baseball.
So now Myers against Caden Wallace, two-run homer 2 days ago. First offering, fastball, strike called on the outside corner. That contact on the ground was what we saw a ton from Myers last outing at Lake County. And he did coax two double plays. In fact, Myers for the Lugnuts this year has induced three in total. Deals the breaking ball in there for a called strike two. Yesterday we saw Christian Fernandez go to that hook early. Got in the heads of Quad Cities, used it effectively, worked six scoreless innings. Time called, granted to the batter Wallace. Home plate umpire Charles Welling in charge of balls and strikes and granting time. Bases umpire Clyburn Rondon to the back of the pitcher's mound towards second baseman Anales. Vez a long lead at first base. Myers throws. Fastball up, back pick first base, no tag applied by Winkler. Rodriguez checking on the runner. A ball and two strikes on Wallace.
Yeah, if you can have this guy come up with nobody on base, it is advantageous with how he's swinging it. So you can understand C.J. Rodriguez looking to get that second out there at first base.
Vaz 3-for-3 in steals through his first six games. Long lead, not running. The pitch up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Those felt like the last two pitches. Yes, they're show fastballs. They're waste pitches just to see if Wallace would chase, but also showing concern about Vaz. Analyst, the second baseman, spread his arms wide. Myers gets his sign. Pick off the over tag. No, didn't get him. Vaz got back in. Caden Wallace, meanwhile, the batter, leading the team. 327 is average. One double, three triples, two home runs. A 2-2 pitch. Vaz doesn't run. Wallace chops left side. Grabbed by third baseman Campos. To second one. Analyst to first. Not in time. For a second time, a fielder's choice and a force out at second. And now Wallace will be the runner, two away in the first inning.
Oh, the fans are livid already.
Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, and we are going to hear from them. It started nice and early today. They are into this game.
I'm telling you, they got to love these 6 o'clock starts. Happy hour right at 5,
yes.
Right when the gates open. Come on in. Sun's out for a second straight Thirsty Thursday.
Adam, here's your spotlight hitter for the River Bandits, left-handed hitting Gavin Cross, who takes a fastball for a called strike one. Cross has not done damage in this series. Went 0 for 4 with a walk in the opener, pick off the over, Wallace safely back in. And then yesterday, 0 for 4 with a strikeout. So 0 for 8, and only that one base on balls, his time aboard. So Cross is now batting 190 through 15 games. Three doubles, a triple, and two homers. When he hits it hard. The pitch. A chopper hit to second baseman Anales. Not hard here. Grabbed. Thrown to first. Side retired. One single and then three balls on the ground against Myers. So one man left. No runs. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Wiener Avila is going to come out and take the mound when we return against Lansing.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Bandits were blanked in the top of the first inning, and now the Lansing Lugnuts are coming up in the home half, taking on the right-hander Lewinder Avila. Here's Adam with more on this Quad City starter.
Yeah, Jesse, well, we talked about it. He's got one outing this year, and it was against the Timber Rattlers. Four innings, five hits, two runs, one was earned. Eight strikeouts for him. 21 years old, righty, 6'3", 170 pounds, out of Venezuela.
First offering to Caden Schrenkel, fouled back into the screen, looking to ambush.
Start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, this early season has been the Lázaro Armenteros show, and an RBI double in the first inning has staked the Lugnuts out to an early 1-0 lead over Quad Cities. The River Bandits coming up in the second feature River Town, Darryl Collins, and Paxton Wallace, 5-6-7, to challenge the Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Hello there. Rivertown bats left. First pitch. Mitch Myers fires in a strike called on the inside corner. Myers looked comfortable in the first inning. Allowed a leadoff single, then three straight grounders. The pitch. A ground ball pulled foul right side, hopping off the Lugnuts dugout railing. The lanky, tall, athletic trainer Eric Fast leaning away. We've talked about how the sun, Adam, can get in the eyes of the first baseman. Well, Myers to the plate. Lifted out to left field. Armenteros started in. Now he backs up toward the shadow of the video board to make the catch. One down. That sun is right in the eyes of the first base side dugout and all the folks who are sitting down the right side.
I need a little bit of an effort there from Eric, though. Give it a try. You got a long wingspan. Put your body back. Just reach out. See if you catch a blind one. Not looking. He's even got the sunglasses on down there.
Come on now. Darryl Collins batting left. Right-hander kicks and throws. Now the breaking ball. In there for a called strike. Curve looking good early for Myers. The throw back to him, though. Escaped. And off the lip of the outfield grass, Max Muncy collects and then wings it over into the dugout, where big Jorge Juan brings it back in. He pitched yesterday. The deal. A ground ball back past Myers, right of second base. Backhanded by Angeles. Firing to first. The stretch by Winkler. They got him. Collins grounds out to second.
Absolutely incredible right there from Angeles. Going away from first, the arm speed right there. The strength to get it over there, and he's running away. That's really well done.
Last year after the Lugnuts added Angeles, after he was acquired by the A's, he was used as a shortstop a lot. Paxton Wallace takes a called strike. But this year, he's been regular at second base, with Muncy playing short. Two outs, nobody on for Paxton Wallace, the right-handed hitting first baseman. He takes. Strike called on the outside corner. Quickly, nothing and two from Myers. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Wallace in his seventh game of the year, hitting 211. The pitch. Whacks one foul. Chased the high fastball, caught a piece. Myers gets his sign from C.J. Rodriguez. The kick and the toss. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase the breaking ball down. First strikeout for Myers concludes a perfect second inning. 1.5 complete. Lugnuts 1. River Bandits nothing.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Eribio Anales will get the home second inning going at Jackson Field. Anales Rodriguez Campos for the Lugnuts, up 1-0 on Quad Cities and right-hander Luindo Avila. He deals to Anales on the first offering, low, ball one. Anales, a right-handed hitting second baseman. Where's number one? Crowds the plate with an upright stance. The pitch hit high in the air out to center field, routine for Gavin Cross. He waits for it to come down. Now a couple of steps forward to make the one-hand snag. The outs recorded by Avila now. One ground out, one fly out, and a couple of strikeouts. In the first inning, he issued a walk to Jack Winkler, who swiped second base. And then with two outs, Lázaro Armenteros doubled him in. Game's only run. The pitch to C.J. Rodriguez, right-hander to right-hander. Breaking ball, strike called on the outside corner. What can a guy do with a 73-mile-an-hour curve that hooks like that to the edge? The deal. Curveball in the dirt, and Rodriguez takes ball one. Start number 7 today for C.J. Rodriguez. The prior 6 games, 7 for 20, hitting .350. He swings and grounds one hard down to shortstop, backhanded by Pineda. The throw to first on a line, handled by Wallace. 2 down. Wallace at the last second, fighting that sun. Got a little awkward, and he fought it, but he reached out with that left hand. Luindo Avila is looking for a much easier second inning than the first. Lugnuts 1, River Bandits nothing. Alex Campos is the batter. Righty deals to righty. Campos takes ball one outside. First pitch curveball. Seeing that curve early and often. Campos is 2 for his first 14 this year. The deal. Now 2 is outside. Getting back with the harder stuff. The number 8 hitter in the order. And the Lugnuts starting third baseman. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh. Got the pitch he wanted. He went for it. Came up empty. 2-1. Campos Leg Anale stands right on top of home plate. He's been hit by 2 pitches this year. Fouls back the high fastball. 2-2. The other thing that Campos has done is he's drawn 4 walks in 6 games. A 2-2 pitch. It's the curve, and it's low. There's that Campos batting eye, with Avila not helped out by his catcher Hayes not catching it. First game of the year for Kyle Hayes. A payoff pitch. Hit high in the air out to left field for Collins. Backs up to his left. Darryl Collins with the catch. A 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning for Luindo Avila. Off to the third. Lugnuts leading 1-0. Adam Jacks will have the call when we resume.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there as we push to the top of the third at Jackson Field. A beautiful evening for baseball. Half an hour in and the Lugnuts in front 1-0. Third time in this series that they've scored first against the Quad Cities River Bandits. Each team came in even 7-7, but the Lugnuts have snagged the first 2. Looking for a third. Mitch Myers good through that second inning. And outside of a base hit, good through the first inning. See if he can keep it going here in the third. Enrique Valdez steps in. The pitch. Swatted up into the air. Third base side foul. Strike one. Third baseman wearing number one. Great length in the left side of the box. 6 foot, 160 pounder. 0-1. Down low. One ball, one strike.
Adam Valdez's stats are staggering. He's 3-for-14 this year. He's made 11 outs. 10 are by strikeout.
1-1. On the ground, no strikeout here, but right to Jack Winkler at first. He calls off Myers, tags the bag. One away.
Made contact. Not the result he was looking for, but he put it into play.
And how about this now? Outside of the leadoff base hit, nothing else has been working for the River Bandits. Seven straight, set down. Now Kyle Hayes steps in from the right side. 1-0 Nuts, top three. The pitch. Fastball shoots in, down low. Jesse, you were talking to me about Mitch Myers and his stuff, particularly against Lake County, looked good. The batter's hitting it into the dirt. Next pitch, in there, strike one. And we've seen that again to start this game. Ground balls, cross, Collins, Valdez. 1-1, swing and a miss, in on the hands.
Filthy.
That's beautiful stuff right there.
Well, and think about the first pitch. Ball one, he missed down. So if he's missing, that's where he wants it to go, unless he wants to show that fastball up above where the batter can touch it.
We got to figure out which pitches he's sending down there. The pitch, that one's up high with the fastball. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider. But, again, ideally, if you're pounding it into the ground, you're keeping it low in the zone for these hitters. The pitch. There's the fastball low at the knees. Called strike three. Second strikeout for Myers. First one looking as Hayes goes down. Two outs in the third. We'll go back to the top of the card for Jack Pineda.
I mean, I would call him a manipulator. He is manipulating the ball all around and in the zone so far.
Keeping status quo for Lugnut starting pitching so far in this series against the struggling River Bandits. First pitch floats up, ball one. 1-0 Nuts on a thirsty Thursday. And the second straight thirsty Thursday that has been sunny. 1-0. On the ground, hard hit to Angeles. Couple of shuffles to his right, has it, wings it to first. Three up, three down. And how about nine up, nine down after the leadoff base hit by Pineda, who has just retired. Off to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Lansing at Jackson Field.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
The crowd buzzing on a thirsty Thursday on this April 27, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Nuts in front, 1-0 at Jackson Field. Now 9-1-2 coming to the plate. Junior Perez, Caden Trankel, and Jack Winkler to face the righty, Avila. He throws. Perez bunts it fair just in front of the plate. Picked up by Hayes. Throws the first just in time as Wallace snags it for the first out. So Perez trying to turn the lineup card over by Getting that first pitch in play, but not to be. Great play by Hayes. Bunt wasn't quite far enough. If it goes outside of the batting circle there in the dirt, maybe has a chance. Like the thought, though, and now Caden Trinkle steps to the plate. Ready on lefty. Villa's pitch. Dives inside. Ball one. Caden Trinkle, been fun to watch. Trying to continue his success tonight. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Batting 298 after he grounded out in his first at bat. 12 walks, 13 strikeouts, two doubles, a triple, two homers. Next offering. Breaking ball in there. Strike two. All off-speed stuff to Trinkle in this second at bat. 1-0 Nuts in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Another breaking ball that's in there. It's the same type of thing that he did against Trinkle that first time. Got up 0-2, though, and tried to get Trinkle to chase. Didn't. Got to 3-2 and then threw one in the zone where it was grounded out. Right back to Avila. Lewinder Avila throws. Way inside. Went fastball there. First time we've seen the fastball. Five pitches into this at-bat, and again, for a second straight at-bat, Trinkle has worked it full. The payoff pitch. Swatted back foul. It was an at-bat like this yesterday. Got behind 0-2, and it was in the third inning. Took two balls, fouled a couple pitches off. Pitches later, home run. 3-2. Bouncing ball foul, first base side. So, there you go. There's back-to-back foul-offs. The wind is non-existent right now. It's been blowing around 10 miles an hour today, but right now the flag dormant in right. 3-2. That's in there. Strike three. Trinkle was thinking ball four. But that just his 14th strikeout. Third already for Avila, and there's two away in the third. So now it's Jack Winkler's turn. He scored the lone run in this game. Each team with one hit. Lugnuts the only team with a run. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. A little bit too tall, though. Ball one. Avila is working consistently backwards. 1-0. Too tall. That was the fastball up high. He is really consistent with that breaking ball, and he's starting a lot of Lugnuts with that breaking ball in the zone. 2-0. That's inside. And Winkler, who walked on five pitches in his first at-bat, is now sitting 3-0 for a second straight time. Pitch four. That's in the zone, as was with the first at-bat. And then pitch five was away. Jack then swiped the bag and then scored on the Armenteros double. 3-1. Same thing. Up high, ball four. Five-pitch walk for Winkler. And he's on for a second time. Dare we say he might try and steal with two outs? And Max Muncy coming to the plate, trying to get in scoring position for the former first rounder. He stole his first bag in that first inning of the season. The pitch home. Inside, ball one. Again, it's off speed. And that breaking ball command has left Avila through these last couple of batters. When that breaking ball's not going, he's kind of out of whack. See if he goes fastball here. 1-0. There it is. Gets the swing and miss from Max Muncy. Max batting 250. Couple home runs. Seven driven in for the righty. Number three. 185-pound 20-year-old from California. First rounder a couple years ago. 1-1 again. Gets him with the fastball. And Max has just not been able to time up these pitches in his first at-bat or this second at-bat. A couple of big swings and misses. Now behind 1-2. Here's the pitch. There goes Winkler. Yanked foul. Third base side. There. He was able to get bat on ball. That was a pretty looking swing, but just a little bit early. It remains a ball and two strikes.
Yeah, that's the question is, would Max adjust? It's all about the late movement. Avila at the very end, his pitches are darting. And so can you still find the bat on it? Because there's such great swing and miss with the fastball, in addition to the curve.
This seems almost guaranteed it's a fastball. The pitch, it is a little bit wide. Two balls, two strikes. You get two swings and misses with the fastball. You go breaking ball to throw him off and then go right back to the fastball, but he missed the zone. Two balls, two strikes on Muncy. Runner at first, 1-0 Nuts, bottom three, two outs. The pitch, Winkler again goes, popped up first base side, tailing foul and headed towards the bullpen. And Brock Whittlesey, that was about as casual as the bullpen could be. I don't know if anybody, including Whittlesey, where the ball landed, moved at all. Now, maybe that's because they didn't see it as well because they are staring into the sun, but sometimes you, or usually, you get a guy or two that'll make some sort of movement. Stoic over there from the Nuts. The 2-2 pitch, way outside, and a good job here by Muncy's. Fought off a couple of pitches, took a close ball outside with the fastball, and it's 3-2. Can they potentially muster up another run here with two outs? That's how they got their run in the first. Payoff pitch from Avila. Popped up foul, back into the concourse, and the crowd ready for it. Oh, spilled beverage, but still able to collect the baseball. So, I guess glass half full, he got the ball.
You don't cry over your spilled beverage.
Ah, there we go. Another 3-2 pitch to Max Muncy. Swing and a miss. Went off speed, and Max had that one fall right out of the zone. That's his second strikeout, fourth for Avila. And the Lugnuts strand the walk from Jack Winkler. They're still up one after three at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, thanks so much for spending your Thursday night with us for some Lansing Lugnuts baseball in Michigan State Capitol, closing in on 7 o'clock Eastern time, draft night in the NFL, baseball here at Jackson Field. Javier Vaz steps in, and the first pitch down low, ball one. Lugnuts leading 1-0. Great pitching so far from Mitch Myers. Next offering, that's a little bit tight. Two balls, no strikes. First time tonight that Myers has gotten behind. Two balls, no strikes. It's against Javier Vaz. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. I should say Vaz, I apologize. Javier Vaz.
Rhymes with jazz.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and Jesse's probably over there like, what are you doing?
I'm thinking something else.
The 2-1, that's a little bit off the plate. Yes, you're thinking that the two guys in the box, not the umpire, but the two guys are former teammates. That would be Rodriguez And Vaz swatted up into the air, left side, backing up is Armenteros into the shade. One step back, reaches to his left, makes the catch. And there's the first out. Mrs. Rodriguez helping out and telling us that those two played together at Vanderbilt, and that was the team that went to the 2021 College World Series. Another assist from her for a second straight night.
What a treat. And then you've got CJ going, I know exactly what we should throw Vaz to get him here.
That's outstanding. I'm sure those guys shared a laugh down there. First pitch to Caden Wallace. That's outside. So what a homecoming for CJ. His girlfriend made the trip up from Nashville. He's got his teammate in town as well. 1-0. That's inside. And Rodriguez, who is playing in just his seventh game because of the two great catchers, Susak and him, gets an opportunity to go tonight. 2-0 stays up. 3 balls, no strikes on Wallace. Trying to extend his Midwest league-leading 16-game on-base streak. Not yet. Pitches in there, strike one. 13 RBIs, third in the league. 18 hits, tied for third in the league. Slugging is fifth. OPS is fifth. Swatted out to shallow center, coming in on the run. Perez has it. And so far, 0 for 2 tonight for Wallace, 2 outs.
You would hope if you're Caden Wallace that you would get a better swing on a 3-1 pitch. But Mitch Myers got in on his hands.
How about this, Jesse? We've talked so much about Myers getting the ground balls. You know, we've seen him get behind a couple of times, and he gets 2 flyouts. Have to change the pitching. Here's Gavin Cross. First pitch, a little bit wide, ball one. So 3 consecutive hitters in this fourth inning that Myers has delivered ball one to first. Next pitch, on the ground is second. Angele shuffles to his right, has it, and throws to first in time. And another effortless half inning. Pineda got a leadoff base hit. There's been nothing since. 12 straight retired by the right-handed Mitch Myers. We're off to the home half of the fourth. 1-0, Lugnuts.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the fourth from Michigan State Capitol. The Lugnuts edging the River Bandits 1-0. And you're going to want to stay locked in for this first batter of the fourth. It's Lázaro Armenteros. 6 home runs to lead the Midwest League. He RBI doubled in his first at-bat. Just continues to stay hot. Armenteros digs in from the right side. Open stance, the first pitch. Breaking ball greets him, strike one.
You know, the funny thing is, that was his first double of the year. 1 double, 1 triple, 6 home runs.
Yeah, that'll work. 0-1, swing and a miss. Strike two, climbing the ladder for extra base hits. I believe the lead in the league is 10, so that will put him at 8 through the first 17 games. The pitch, swing and a miss. Wow, he got 3 big hooks right there, and that's a 5th strikeout for Avila. So now Daniel Susak comes to the plate. He was one of those 5 strikeouts. All right, it's trivia time in the bottom of the fourth. Jesse, I don't know if you remember this, but we forgot trivia last night. How dare us? A pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike one.
There were external factors.
We did have some connection and internet issues last night, so if you're listening and getting frustrated, you'll one. Down low. We appreciate you sticking with us and the fans that reached out and told us what they could and couldn't hear. Very much appreciate you.
Also, the game ended in about 7 minutes.
Yes, it did. Didn't have much time. 1-1. Swing and a tapper. Foul. 1-2. So, I've concocted a trivia question for tonight.
Let's go.
The River Bandits are in town, Jesse. And who is their parent club?
The Kansas City Royals.
Ah, the Kansas City Royals, the former parent club of the
Lansing Lugnuts.
Uh-huh. The 1-2 to Susek. Breaking ball reached on and fouled. Now, outside of being the parent club when they first came to town, 1995 to 1998, they were the parent club earlier. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. May have tipped it into the glove, but that's the second strikeout for Susak. Second strikeout for Avila in this fourth inning. 6 total. So before they came to Lansing, there was a time when the parent club for this team that moved here to Lansing was a Royals affiliate. First pitch to Angeles. Up high and outside. Your question tonight, what was the name of this team, this minor league club, when they were an affiliate with the Kansas City Royals for the first time? And we're... The second time was 1995 to 1998. Before that, what was the name of the minor league club before they moved to Lansing when they were a Kansas City affiliate? 1-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one. If you have any guesses or you know the answer, you can find us on Twitter at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass. 1-1. Popped up. Right center field. Not too deep. Coming over the center fielder cross makes the catch for the third and final out. Or you can send Jesse an email, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Let us know your responses, and we'll get back to you probably in the seventh inning. Tonight's trivia. Run to nothing, 1-0. Lugnuts in front as we head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg Strasser with the play-by-play when we return.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, contrary to what Russ Langer told you, it's Jesse Goldberg-Strasser here alongside Adam Jaxa. Glad to have you back as we go to the fifth inning. In a 1-0 game, Lugnuts leading over the Quad Cities River Bandits. Hang tight. Center fielder Junior Perez needed to clear something off the playing surface. And then Mitch Myers is going to face Town, Collins, and Wallace. Batters 5, 6, 7 in the Quad Cities order. A first inning RBI double by Armenteros. The Lugnuts only run. Myers misses up and inside. Ball one to River Town. Left-handed hitting right fielder for Quad Cities. 0-1. A fly out to left. Here's the pitch. Runs to the outside corner. Strike call. That's now 44 pitches for Myers. Town takes a called strike on the inside corner on pitch 45. 42 pitches needed to go through four scoreless innings. And only one base runner on against him. A leadoff single back in the first. Deals. A breaking ball skipped over the mound and up the middle in the center field. A base hit by Town. There's base runner number two. Perez plays it in. A leadoff single for Quad Cities in the fifth. Darryl Collins comes up next. Yesterday, we saw Quad Cities collect two singles all nine innings. The Lugnuts starter, Christian Fernandez, combined with relievers Jorge Juan and Grant Holman on the shutout. First shutout of the year for the Lugnuts. Darryl Collins takes a fastball for a strike called on the outside corner. So if we include the first four innings of this game with the prior two games of the series, the River Bandits entering this fifth have had their offense come up for 22 innings. They have scored in only one of them. Pickoff throw into first base. Town back in safely. In the top of the eighth, in the series opener 2 days ago, Quad City scored five runs. A two-run homer by Caden Wallace. A three-run homer by Juan Carlos Negret. That's been it for their offense this entire series. The pitch up very high. A ball and a strike on Collins.
And the other thing for the River Bandits, through 16 games, they're 0-9 when they don't score first. Do we just go home now, or?
No. Runner at first, nobody out. The pitch, Collins takes, strike two called. Was it Yogi Berra who said, expect the unexpected and vice versa?
Yeah, he had some sayings back in the day.
What time is it, Yogi? You mean now?
Uh-huh.
Collins grounded out to second base his first time. Town is short lead at first. The pitch is hit in the air to left center field. It's trouble. Perez rushes to his right. It's down for base hit. Cut off by left fielder Armenteros, who juggles it down to his feet. Town windmilled around third base. He's coming for the plate, and he's coming in to score without a throw. Darryl Collins stopping at second base. Tie game 1-1. It is called a single for Darryl Collins, and then an error on the left fielder Armenteros that allows Collins into scoring position and brings in River Town. Not only was that ball mishandled by Lázaro Armenteros off the initial bounce, but then the lack of urgency, and River Town just kept on running.
Yeah, it's almost like Armenteros just picked up his head before he grasped the baseball fully, and that cost them the lead.
Paxton Wallace is a high hopper in a left field. Base hit. Pass the shortstop, Muncy. Windmill for Collins. He's around third and then quickly held up by the manager coaching at third, Brooks Conrad, as a strong throw came in from Armenteros. A single by Paxton Wallace. And that means now back-to-back-to-back singles have opened up this fifth for Quad Cities against Myers. Runners are at the corners. Nobody out. 1-1 game for number one for Quad Cities. Their eighth place hitter, Enrique Valdez.
Well, this is going to feel good for Quad Cities. Again, they have really struggled offensively in this series through the first few games. And all of a sudden, after 12 straight had been retired, boom, 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 single after single, and they got a chance to take the lead.
Third baseman Campos off his line and in. Valdez takes a called strike on the inside corner.
A lead which they have not had in this series, Jesse.
No, they have not. They erased a 5-0 deficit in the opener, but they lost in 10-6-5. They were blanked yesterday 5-0. 0-1. Valdez chops right side, backhanded by Winkler. They'll allow the run to score, throws to second one. Return throw to first base, not in time, from Muncy to Myers covering. Valdez is on, RBI fielder's choice, bringing in Collins. And Quad Cities has its first lead of the set. River Bandits 2, Lugnuts 1.
I don't know if that's the decision I would have gone with there with Jack. He's coming in. He's facing home plate. I know it's a tag out at home, but I think he should have come home with that ball because the ball was hit so slow, too. Hard to turn the double play.
I completely agree. The number nine hitter is Kyle Hayes, and he swings and misses. Strike one.
You understand the decision-making he's got in his head, and he's thinking, too, but when you're coming in towards the plate, you're already facing it, and you're tied at one. Go get the lead runner.
Paxton Wallace, not a burner coming in from third either. Righty deals to righty. Up high to Hayes. Ball and a strike. Valdez, the runner at first. The Lugnuts look for the double play to end this top of the fifth. Quad Cities 2, Lansing 1. Myers has his sign, set at the belt, the pitch. A broken bat ground ball right back to Mitch. Turns, throws to second. Anales gets one. Flat-footed throw to first. It's a double play. Bat broken. Side retired. Three hits, one error, two runs. Nobody left on. River Bandits on top as we're halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Bandits 2, Lugnuts 1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the bottom third of the Lugnuts order for the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Wiener Avila and the Quad Cities River Bandits have their first lead, up 2-1. Two runs pushed in the top of the fifth. He deals to C.J. Rodriguez. The first offering inside, ball one. Starts him off with a fastball. Rodriguez, Campos, Perez, 7-8-9. Righty deals to righty. CJ grounds left side, backhanded by shortstop Pineda. Long jump throw offline. Pulling Wallace off the bag. Rodriguez is on. Infield single. And just the Lugnuts' second hit of the game against Avila. That snaps a stretch of 12 consecutive Lugnuts. 11 Lugnuts set down. There was a walk handed out to Winkler. So the Lugnuts had been 0 for 11 with a walk since the Lázaro Armenteros RBI double in the first inning. But no longer. Rodriguez on at first base, and Alex Campos up to home plate. 2-1 Bandits. Avila throws. Strike called at the knees on the outside corner.
It was Quad Cities that was 0 for 12 coming into their last half inning. They string together three hits, get two runs. Maybe the Lugnuts will do the same.
Here comes your response. Avila offers. Down and away. Lugnuts have been good at this. In terms of early on this year, the other team scores, and the Lugnuts offense comes right back with a reply. Avila delivers. Bouncing ball hit weakly down toward third. Valdez comes in, scoops it up, and no throw. Everybody safe on another infield single. Rodriguez to second, and Campos aboard at first.
Well, and Jesse, to your point, I mean, that's why you have so much success winning games. The momentum in baseball, if you can come right back after you've given up runs and keep the momentum on your side, you're going to have a better chance to win the game. And that's what the Lugnuts are trying to do right now. And just kind of a swinging bunt right there from Perez down the third base side. Smart by Valdez to hold on to it. Had no play at first.
Junior Perez bunted out his first time. You think he bunts here? Wait. Hold on. A point out to the mound. A pitch clock violation on Avila. Ball one.
I'm going to say no because he was trying just at the start of the third inning, I think, to catch him off. And now, even more, you got a 1-0 count. Maybe swing away here.
A lot of power for Perez. Righty. First pitch. First real pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes, the count. Top of the order waiting on deck with Caden Trenkel. And there's action now. On the Quad Cities pen up the left side. At second, Rodriguez. At first, Campos. Neither is really a burner. The deal. That's in there for a called strike in the inside corner. It's been a tough start to the year for Perez. He's opened up 4 for 36. They know he's capable of a lot more. Avila offers. Check swing. It was down. Appeal of the check. Didn't go. Bases umpire Rondon denies it.
Well, this would be a great spot to kind of break through here, and maybe he doesn't even have to lift the bat to do so.
Does he get a pitch to hit? Avila readies. Looks back at Rodriguez. Deals. Ground ball left side. Grabbed by third baseman Valdez. Throws to second one. Vaz turns it over to first base in time. The scoop by Wallace. Double play. Right around the horn. 5-4-3 as C.J. Rodriguez takes third base.
That's too bad for Perez. I mean, he hit that ball pretty hard. If it's a couple of feet more to the right of Valdez, it's scooting through. Maybe scores a run. At least they're loaded up with nobody out. What a big turn for the River Bandits. Now an out away from getting out of this half inning.
So the batter now, Caden Trenkel. Potential game-tying run at third, two down. First pitch. It takes. Ball one. Quad Cities this year has not been very good at getting the double play ball. In the top half of this inning, we just saw the Lugnuts turn their 18. For Quad Cities, that's just their sixth. Here's the toss. Fouled off into the screen. The very first one induced by Avila. Talk about the right time.
Oh, that was huge. We just talked about the momentum changing, potentially of getting a run back, and now for the River Bandits have a chance to put a zero up on the board after they took their first lead of this series.
Caden Trenkel looking to extend the 14-game on base streak. The pitch. Inside corner, strike two called. Jack Winkler's waiting on deck. Wander Avila looking to finish up five innings of allowing just one first inning run. Delivers. Trenkel takes a ball inside. Two and two. And Wander Avila, long, slender, 6'3", 170 pounds. 2-2 pitch. Breaks in. Count is full on Caden Trenkel for the third consecutive plate appearance. On a 3-2 pitch in the first inning, grounded out to the pitcher. On a 3-2 in the third inning, he took a called strike three on a pitch that nipped the inside corner. He thought he had a walk. And on a 3-2 here in the fifth, down by a run. He strikes out swinging. Lewinder Avila gets him with the curveball. For Avila, strikeout number 7, and that concludes the fifth. The Lugnuts leave C.J. Rodriguez at third base. It remains the River Bandits 2. The Lugnuts 1 go to the sixth inning from Jackson Field.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We may well have seen the last of Lewinder Avila in this game after the right-hander struck out Caden Trenkel to end the fifth and keeps his Quad Cities River Bandits leading 2-1 over the Lugnuts. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers enters the sixth inning, which would be his deepest outing of the young season. First time out, four innings. Last start, five innings, and now to the sixth. Now it's down 2-1. And Myers opens things. A first offering, foul back to the screen. A curveball and strike one for Jack Pineda, the leadoff man in the Quad Cities attack. Pineda, Vez, and Wallace, 1-2-3. Wearing uniform numbers 3, 4, and 6. Right-hander delivers. Pineda stays away. Pitch high. Quad Cities had the bottom part of their order rallying to go ahead with two runs in the fifth inning. The pitch stays high and away. 2-1. Rivertown, single. Darryl Collins, a single. Mishandled by left fielder Armenteros as Town scored. And then the RBI fielder's choice by Enrique Valdez after a Paxton Wallace single. The pitch to Pineda. Swing and a miss. Strike two. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Adam, on one side, you've got Avila with all his strikeouts, seven of them. Mitch Myers, only two Ks, so efficient with his pitches.
And he's got the defense to back him up. Okay, putting the ball in play because they've been great.
2-2, very high. A rare full count.
How dare he?
Credit to Jack Pineda. Pineda, the shortstop for the Bandits. Javier Vaz waiting on deck. Here's the payoff. Outside for ball four. First walk today for Myers. I mean, Mitch in his first start against West Michigan walked two. Didn't walk anybody in Lake County. Lead off base on balls as the River Bandits look to extend their lead. Bring up Javier Vaz.
I think if you get through this half inning, you feel really good with Myers. Started off with getting behind batters in the fourth, gave up hits in the fifth, walk here.
Vaz takes ball one outside. You know, earlier in this game, Mitch Myers was throwing ball one to these same batters. Pineda, Vaz, Wallace on deck. But the thing was, he was finishing off the at-bats and getting them. Trouble brewing here. 1-0. Strike called on the inside corner.
This is one of those fine moments where a double play would be absolutely massive.
Vaz is 0-2. Fielder's choice grounder on a fly out to left field his last time. Coming off a three-hit game in the opener. The pitch. Foul tipped into, then out of the mitt of Rodriguez. Strike two. Javier Vaz just back off the injured list. They are so delighted to have him back. Played on five games before landing on the IL. Drafted last year by the Kansas City Royals in the 15th round. The pitch. Outside from Myers. 2-2. In the Lugnuts bullpen, the right-hander Hunter Breaux is warming up. Last time that we've seen Breaux work in a game was the last time that Mitch Myers started against Lake County last week. A 2-2. Very high. That curveball would not come down. On 3-2, he walked Pineda. And now 3-2 on Vaz. Javier Vaz out of Huntsville, Alabama, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Pickoff though into first base. Pineda back in safely. Caden Wallace is on deck. And Adam, let me tell you, it's not a recipe for success if you put Vaz on behind Pineda, ahead of Wallace.
That's why we said double play would be huge.
2-1 Quad Cities leads. Runner takes off. The pitch low. Ball four. Though went down to second base anyway, but that's just practice for C.J. Rodriguez. Back-to-back walks in front of Caden Wallace.
You are really in danger mode right now. Now, the good news, the River Bandits have really struggled with runners in scoring position in this series, but you are living dangerously right now.
Pitching coach Don Schulze goes out to the mound. And Mitch Myers, the native of Alabama, just walked the native of Huntsville, Javier Vaz. Vaz left the state to go to Vanderbilt. Myers left the state to attend Pitt. Meanwhile, he's about to take on the native of Little Rock, Arkansas, who stayed in-state and was a Razorback. Caden Wallace today 0-2 with a fielder's choice grounder and a flyout to center field. Myers has pitched him effectively. You know what I say in this spot? There's never a bad time for a triple play.
I knew it was coming. I'd be okay with it.
Coming up tomorrow, it's a dollar deal day. Lugnuts will send the right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario to the mound against the Bandits' right-hander Chandler Champlain. What a lovely name, Chandler Champlain.
That's a fun one.
Out of Mission Viejo, California, acquired via trade with the Yankees. That's tomorrow at 6:05. Then Saturday, Mason Barnett. Have you looked at his numbers? The right-hander goes to the mound against the Lugnuts' powerhouse, Jacob Waters. And then Sunday, 1:05, Tyson Guerrero, the rematch with the Lugnuts. Blake Beers will oppose. We're ready to resume. Here's the pitch. Caden Wallace takes ball one, down and away.
I think Charlie Chaplin when you say Chandler Champlain.
Kyle Kercheval had to correct me because I wanted to say Chandler Champlain, like the SH. He said no, Champ. The pitch. Wallace strokes it on the line towards short. Tough one-hop bounce. Backhanded by Muncy, feeding it over to third base. Campos forces at Pineda, and there's one gone. Vez to second, Wallace to first.
I'm going to star that one, Jesse. That was an incredible play. You got a short hop away from you. Muncy almost picks it blind, kind of shielding it from hitting him, and then throws the strike to third base, and you get their best hitter out on one pitch and still have a force at every bag.
70 pitches now for Myers. Going to work against Gavin Cross. Time granted to catcher Rodriguez. Cross twice has come up and twice he has grounded out to second baseman Angeles. Double play ball would end this sixth. Quad Cities leads 2-1. A slugging Cross waits. The pitch. Ground ball right side. Cut one hop to Angeles. Underhanding to Muncy. One swing into first. Double play. Side retired. 4-6-3. For a second consecutive inning, Mitch Myers thwarts a Quad Cities rally with the double play ball. And the end, two walks, one left, no runs. Gone to the bottom of the sixth, it remains Quad Cities 2, Lansing 1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
River Bandits 2, Lugnuts 1 to the bottom of the sixth inning from Jackson Field. Blue skies above, wind gusting in from right to left across the field. And the Lugnuts bring up their 2-3-4 batters, Winkler, Muncy, Armenteros, down by a run. New man on the mound for the Quad Cities River Bandits. Jack Winkler, the right-handed hitting first baseman, first pitch. He takes a called strike at the knees. Flung in there by the right-hander, William Fleming, out of Asheville, North Carolina. Adam, I'll tell you, a beautiful city. A one. Foul tipped at home plate, rolling back to on-deck hitter Muncy. Nothing and two. Fleming, 24 years young, acquired via trade with the Seattle Mariners last year, last June. Winkler twice today has walked. Takes ball one high. Fleming comes into play today, making his second relief appearance. He has also made two starts this year. 13 2/3 innings, 4 walks, 15 Ks. Kicks, offers, swung it outside. Ball two. League batting just .235 against him. ERA 5.27. Brings the 2-2. Winkler bounces right side. That ball trickles through. Second baseman Vaz gave a dive. Couldn't get there. Base hit oppo for Winkler. Right fielder 10 gets it in for second. It's a leadoff single for the Lugnuts.
Go ahead and look at that line in the hitting column for Mr. Winkler. Pretty good tonight with the on-base percentage.
The man keeps on getting on. He had two hits yesterday. And today, two walks and now the single. So Max Muncy once again bats with a man aboard ahead of him. Now Muncy went 0-for-2 against the starter, Luinder Avila. Facing Fleming. First pitch. Outside, ball one.
Next thing for Jack, Jesse, I want to see a little pop. He's a guy that can provide some of that as this year goes on.
He's got the doubles, yep. Right? He's got the six doubles. No homers yet. There's a threat to run. Pickoff though by Fleming. Tag late by Wallace. Winkler stole his first base of the year back in the first inning. And then two batters later, after a Muncy strikeout, Lázaro Armenteros doubled him in. That remains the Lugnuts' only run. Winkler runs. The pitch to Muncy's inside. Throw down to second base. Tag applied late by Vaz. Winkler steals his second. He went in head first. He dirties up the front of his uniform. He's going to fix the belt, get some adjustments. He is once again in a scoring position.
Just great. Get on base, get over in scoring position for the heart of the order at the plate. Great opportunity to tie this game.
And the count on Muncy, an advantageous 2 balls and no strikes. Fleming has to come to him now. The kick, the pitch, bouncing ball, weakly struck, first off the foot of Muncy and then rolling foul left side. Strike one. The manager coaching at third, Craig Conklin, clears it away.
I mean, can you imagine what this lineup looks like if Muncy and Muncy and Susak start finding their footing?
I have a very good imagination.
Yeah.
I can imagine that. Explosive. In a great offensive stadium. 2-1. That too is bounced foul off the instep. Count is even. I mean, this ballpark for years has allowed some hitters and some very talented hitters to put up gaudy offensive stats. Slow starts from Muncy and Susak. Max Muncy has averaged 246, 2 home runs this year. 2-2. Breaking ball outside on appeal of a check swing. Didn't go. Count is full.
It's the second time that Max has got to a full count tonight. He struck out the first two. Deep count in that first at bat. Can he find a productive finish to this one?
On that note, his plate appearances have been better.
Mm-hmm.
How does it finish? Payoff. Muncy fouls it away to the right. The starting pitcher for Quad Cities, the 21-year-old Luinder Avila. We wondered what he had. He had stuff. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. He walked 2, he struck out 7. 85 pitches, 50 for strikes. And now out, watching his teammate. Fleming's payoff with Winkler at second. Nobody out, on its way. Inside, ball 4. First two have reached against Fleming. Tying run at second. Now go-ahead run at first base.
Hey, Jesse, if you had the tying run at second and the go-ahead run at first, what batter would you pick that you wanted to come to the plate?
In this Lugnuts offense, I'd pick Lázaro Armenteros.
Me too.
Pitching coach Derek Lewis quickly out there for a word with Fleming. Fleming, 6'6" tall. Derek Lewis, fairly tall in his own right, staring him eye to eye. Hunter Bro continuing to warm up for the Lugnuts in their pen. Mitch Myers, therefore, we expect him to be done. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. Second straight quality start, that would mean, for the Lugnuts.
Yeah, pretty good. And same type of start, right? As Fernandez yesterday mowed through the first 3 innings and then had some struggles, but was able to wiggle out of some jams in the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Really well done tonight for Myers. Keep the Lugnuts within range here, down 2-1, and only allow those 4 hits.
By the way, the pitching coach, Lewis, 6'5". Former Braves minor leaguer coming out of Montgomery, Alabama. Ready to resume. 2-1 Bandits. Lázaro takes a pitch inside. Fastball that nearly hit him. And that would have loaded the bases with nobody out for Daniel Susak. Leads the league with 6 homers. Delivered an RBI double in the first. Struck out in the 4th. The 1-0. Breaking ball low. Ball 2 from Fleming.
I wouldn't want to pitch to this guy either. Got to be very careful with Armenteros.
Winkler at second, Muncy at first. They both run well. The deal. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. There is still a lot of swing and miss in his game. His strikeout in the fourth inning was his 16th of the year. This is his 12th game. Tremendous power, tremendous speed. Lugnuts down by a run. Fleming holds, throws. Above the zone for ball three.
Pretty common, right, with the power hitters, with the big swings, comes the swings and misses. But a good job by Armenteros, working the favorable count here.
Now, will there be a swinging contact? The 3-1. Ground ball right back to Fleming, knocks it down, back of the mound, picks it up, goes to first. Armenteros is out. Muncy to second, Winkler to third, one away in the home sixth.
Not bad right there. Not what you want from your big swinger, and Armenteros is frustrated, but hey, that moves the runners over, second and third, one out, and now you look to your fifth and sixth hitter, Susac Angeles, to try and at least get this game tied, maybe give the Lugnuts the lead again.
At the very least, you say. Squad Cities plays the infield back. The onus is upon Susac to score Winkler from third and not the score. First pitch, ball one, way outside from Fleming.
First thing, Jesse, you got to put this ball in play. Next thing, you got to get it up to the outfield and try and get that run home.
Fleming, though, has been inaccurate. Ball one offering from the right-hander. Inside for ball two.
I think Armenteros may have helped him out, too. He was up 2-0 and swung at that pitch that was fading inside. May have been a 3-0 count.
Susac 0 for 2, two strikeouts against the starter Avila. Now against the reliever Fleming. Lugnuts down 2-1. The pitch. Away. Ball three.
I mean, I wouldn't move the bat on the next two pitches. You got to make him, as you said, he's been a little wild. Make him bring it in the zone because first base is open and Angeles capable hitter on deck.
William Fleming. Muncy at second. Winkler at third. 3-0. There's a called strike on the outside corner. All right, you said you would take this pitch as well.
Yep. Daniel Susak's probably thinking, 3-1, I'm a big hitter. He can go get it. Certainly don't blame him if he does, but still, I want to see Fleming string two strikes together.
His pitch. Line drive center field, base hit Daniel Susac. Winkler scores to tie the game. Muncy on his heels. He's in. Lugnuts lead. A two-run single delivered by Daniel Susac. Lugnuts 3, River Bandits 2.
That's big time by Daniel. Got the strike across the zone. He said, I'm taking it. Swings at it. Gets it through. And the Lugnuts take advantage of those early base runners in this sixth inning and jump back in front.
Now with Susac at first and one down, the batter, Eribiel Angeles. He is 0 for 2. Twice he has flied out to cross and center. The pitch. He pops it up on the right side into foul ground. Paxton Wallace into the coach's box. Makes the catch. We spy as the assistant hitting coach coaching at first cleared the way. Angeles is out number two. And you figure with the struggles that William Fleming had been having, the first pitch swing, that aids the Quad Cities reliever. So now Fleming against C.J. Rodriguez, 1 for 2 with a single, takes the first offering, a fastball for a called strike one, inside corner. William Fleming out of Wake Forest, the Demon Deacon, deals to the Vandy Commodore. Breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. He was traded to the Royals with Wyatt Mills for Carlos Santana last year on June 27th. Susac a short lead at first. The pitch. Rodriguez pulls it foul behind his third base coach Conklin. 1-2. Here's something else I enjoy from Kyle Kercheval's game notes. William Fleming is an Eagle Scout. Adam, you were in the Scouts?
I was not.
Never.
But that's very cool.
And also noted by Kyle, William Fleming's mother, Amy, a world record holder, ACC champion and NCAA national champion swimmer at the University of North Carolina. Rodriguez takes a called strike three, and William Fleming is out of this sixth inning. However, the Lugnuts take the lead. Two hits and a walk. The second of those hits, a two-run single by Daniel Susac, left at first base. 3-2, Lugs go into the seventh inning. Adam Jackson with a call when we resume.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
And the Lansing Lugnuts back in front as we come to the top of the seventh. Thanks so much for joining us. 3-2, Nuts leading as they make a pitching change for the first time. Mitch Myers is out. Hunter Breaux is in. The righty throws. Fastball just wide. Ball one. Rivertown, Darryl Collins, Paxton Wallace, the three scheduled batters in this seventh inning. Breaux's pitch. Kicked up foul. Back towards the suites. And into one of the suites, I believe. To our left here. It's a packed Jackson Field on a thirsty Thursday. Would expect nothing less. The crowd has been excellent. Peruge, the pitch. Sent out to left center field. This is hit well. Armenteros is going back. He's at the track and makes the catch. Backpedaling towards the Dean sign. Dean Trailways out in left center. Long flyout for the first out for Rivertown. That ball was maybe the best hit ball of the night for the River Bandits. Still not quite good enough. As Hunter Breaux, that's B-R-E-A-U-L-T. Righty 6-3, 225. Set. Pitch to Collins. Stays up high. Ball one. 23-year-old. 20th round selection in 2021 out of Oregon. Go Ducks. Spent time in Stockton and a little time in Las Vegas last year. 1-0. That's hit high to center field. Not deep, though. Coming in is Perez. He's under it. Comes into the sun out of the shadows and makes the catch. Two outs. So two flies to start the night for Hunter Breaux.
Took him a while to get under it. He was playing so deep to start, and that ball just hung in the air like a kite.
Nice to see the weaker contact there, though, because it was struck pretty well by Town. 3-2 Nuts. We're in the top of the seventh. Paxton Wallace into the box from the right side. The pitch. Kicked back foul. 6 innings tonight from Myers. Effortless through the first three. Gave up a leadoff single to Pineda. Then set down the next 12 straight through the fourth. A one. On the ground, weakly cued towards second. Coming in, Angeles. Gloves throws to first, and that's going to do it. How about 7 pitches for Hunter Breaux and only 2 balls? Pretty darn good. 2 flyouts and a ground out. We're off to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch it out with us. 3-2, Lansing and Michigan State Capitol.
Thank you.
Bottom of the seventh at Jackson Field, 3-2 Lugnuts as we continue on tonight. Game 3 of 6, a thirsty Thursday, and the crowd fired up, all stretched out. Great singing, as always, from you, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
This crowd fires me up.
And they're great down there. Alexander Campos steps in, takes strike one. Second inning for William Fleming, taking over for Luinder Avila, who went 5 innings, gave up 1 run, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. A 1 pitch. That's outside. Lugnuts greeted Fleming with 2 runs in the 6th, 2 hits, a walk. Daniel Susak, the big delivery, the 2-run single back up the middle. The difference in the game, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Campos out in front. 5 hits tonight for the Nuts, 3 runs, 1 error, a rare error, just the 9th this year. The pitch, that's in there, called strike 3. Good pitch, bottom of the zone. Back to back with that swerving action to Campos to get him to go down. Second strikeout for Fleming.
I mean, Adam, he threw a two-seamer that started on the inside corner and finished in. Campos swung at, and then he threw that slider which started off the inside corner and came right back.
Yeah, that's no fun. And you can understand why Campos was fooled. Junior Perez now steps in. Swatted ball foul, strike 1. 3-2 Nuts, bottom 7. That means it's answer the trivia question time that we gave you back in the 4th. With the Kansas City Royals High A affiliate in town, we asked you what was the name of the club before it came to Lansing when they were then the affiliate of the Kansas City Royals for the first time. 0-1 in there, strike 2. Now, they were a Royals affiliate from 1995 to 98, so even before they got to Lansing, which was in 1996. The 1-1, that's outside, 1-2, but we're going back the first time, 1969 to 1976. Jesse,
wow.
We have any answers tonight. This was a tough one.
Yeah, Leanne Cook wrote in with Rockford Royals, the Springfield Sultans, the Appleton Foxes.
The pitch popped up center field. Cross waits, now comes in, stops, makes the catch above his head, and there is the second out. Well, it would have actually been, I guess you could have gone 2 here. They were the Springfield Sultans.
The Sultans of Swing, the Sultans of Springfield.
That's right, from 94 to 95. But I was going to give any of the Waterloo teams 3 different Waterloo team names when they were the Royals affiliate. That pitch is on the outside corner, strike 1 to Trinkle. When they were with them from 69 to 76, the Waterloo Hawks, the pitch, outside. Then they actually were the Waterloo Royals from 70 to 76. So those would have been the 2, and then obviously the Springfield Sultans. So any of those would have been correct, but kind of cool. The pitch is down low, 2 balls and a strike. That the Royals were a part of this organization twice, and now they're a part of the River Bandits. That pitch swirls in up high and outside. 3 balls and a strike.
And the Lugnuts, before they were the Lansing Lugnuts, they were the Sultans of Springfield, but before that, the Waterloo Diamonds. Have you seen the logo? Like, you go back and you look at the old logos, they're beautiful.
3-1 is in there, strike 2 on Caden Trinkle. Yeah, those are great. What is that, a turquoise color?
Yeah, the clear mint, the sea glass.
It's a W and the diamond right there in the middle of the W. 3-2. Hard hit on the ground, bounces off the mound and into center field. Base hit Trinkle. He's aboard for the first time tonight. The OBP leader for the Nuts does just that. Gets on with 2 outs in the 7th.
Well, what are we watching? It's the on-base streaks for Caden Wallace and for Caden Trinkle, right? And for Trinkle, that's now 15 consecutive.
We like that. Now the other side, as we mentioned, it's 16 in a row for Caden Wallace. He has not reached safely tonight yet. Jack Winkler has reached safely 1, 2, 3 times. Throw back to first. That gets away from Wallace. And Trinkle gets up, turns around, heads to second. And he rounds second before the ball is shot over towards third. Cut off there, or a pass to cutoff man to Valdez. But Trinkle on the throwing error is now in scoring position. All of this coming with 2 outs. know the Lugnuts would love to get some insurance, and it seems like they've got the right guy up in Winkler, who's drawn two walks and then gotten on base with a single. He swiped two bags, and he scored two of the three runs. The pitch, sawed off foul up towards the concourse level, and it landed right in the lap of a young man. He didn't even see it was coming. Good news, he's all good. Waving the ball up in the air, I got it. Hello. 0-1. On the ground, hard hit right at the third baseman, Valdez. Sets, throws across. Oh, and a tough catch. Wallace was shuffling his feet at first base. He didn't see it, and then here it is. And he held onto it on a rocket throw across the diamond and somehow makes that third out. Wow.
Play of the game.
No question about it, because if he doesn't see that, that brings in a run. Winkler probably in scoring position. Beside that, we are through to the eighth inning. 3-2 Nuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser takes you the rest of the way when we return to Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strasser.
A tight, low-scoring game. 3-2 Lugnuts entering the eighth inning. Hunter Bro's first pitch, bunt shown, then quickly swung back. And ball one taken by Enrique Valdez, Quad City's third baseman. Valdez, Hayes in the top of the order, and Jack Pineda. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. Hunter Bro's second offering wrinkles in there on a called strike. Bro entering his second inning of work out of the pen. In the seventh inning, two flyouts and a ground out. He delivers. Swing and a miss. The fastball by Valdez. Hunter Bro, one of the hardest throwers out of the Lugnuts pen. Big guy. 6'3", 225 pounds out of Wahoo. Here's the 1-2. A ground ball weakly struck to second baseman Anales. Gobbles it up, goes to first, and there's at number one.
Anales been getting a lot of work over there at second base today. He's been a part of a couple of double plays, a few ground outs his way. What, four? Five ground balls to Anales for one out to first, and then a few others where they've tried to turn or turn two double plays. Goodness!
I count eight times the ball has been hit to him.
Gosh.
Broken bat, little looper by Kyle Hayes, right to shortstop Muncy coming in to accept. There's two gone.
Take that, Arebiel. You got to share with your partner up the middle there.
And for Hunter Bro, this looks great. His last outing, the Lake County Captains traded him rudely. Seven hits, six runs allowed in one inning. This has gone five up and five down against the right-hander out of Oregon. Now throws to the shortstop, Jack Pineda. Two outs, nobody aboard. First pitch. And that's in there for a called strike on the first pitch slider.
Seven pitches in the seventh for him. He's now at five pitches here in the eighth.
Lugnuts lead 3-2. Here it comes. Pineda takes the fastball up and away. A ball and a strike. For Jack Pineda, a single in the first, a ground out to, you know who. Anales in the third inning, walked in the sixth. The pitch, line drive right center field, base hit for Pineda. It's the center fielder Perez who gloves and gets it in to Anales. On a two-out single for Pineda, who is on base for a third time. Game-tying run is on, and Javier Vaz is coming up.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like a one-run game because of how shut down Bro has been since coming in. Weak contact, couple flyouts, a few grindouts. There's the first base hit, and now got to be careful.
In general, when Bro is on the mound, batters are swinging. The big right-hander deals to Vaz. Outside corner, strike called. Hunter Bro is one of two pitchers on this Lugnut squad yet to issue a walk this year. It's Bro, and it's Jack Owen.
Swing, Bro.
For Quad Cities, every one of their pitchers has given up at least one walk. A one. Vaz lines it over the leaping Anales, base hit right field. Right there, Caden Trenkel gets it into second base. That's where Pineda is stopped. And that's back-to-back singles by Quad Cities. Tying run now in scoring position. Go-ahead run is on. And big Caden Wallace is sauntering up into the right-hand batter's box. In the Lugnuts bullpen, action.
Now it looks like it's Kumar Nambiar that's out there. The lefty, parents are in town. Could be a big spot for him to come in and showcase what he's got.
Pitcher coach Don Schulze is going to slow things down now. I can generally tell when Kumar's parents are coming to town because the man gets a nice haircut.
Got to look good for mom and dad.
He is shaggy during other parts of the year, but never when family is coming to see him. And it was so great to see his parents as they arrived in right for the very start of this homestand. Currently his father sitting right back of the on-deck circle on the Lugnuts first base side, standing watching Kumar getting things all set to go. But with that Schulze visit, you figure the Lugnuts are going to stick with Wallace against the righty Bro, righty-righty. And then Gavin Cross, a left-handed hitter waiting to follow, followed by the lefties Town and Collins. And you've got the lefty Nambiar ready for them. So Bro against Wallace. Two on, two out, 3-2 Lugnuts in the eighth. Bro throws. Wallace swings and misses the fastball. Strike one.
I mean, I love a guy out of the pen that's just going to come in and pump strikes. And that's what Hunter Bro's doing. 16 pitches, 12 strikes. Now he's got to get that final out, as Jesse, you were saying.
Slider and splitter offset the mid-90s heat. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. There you go with the off-speed. Caden Wallace in the first inning, a fielder's choice grounder. In the fourth inning, a flyout to center. In the sixth inning, a fielder's choice. Now in the eighth, with his team depending on him. A second rounder last year of the Royals. 21 years of age against Hunter Bro. Pineda at second. Vaz at first. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Into the mitt of Rodriguez. No, it hit the ground first. The bases umpire, Clyburn Rondon, was waving his arms just in case the home plate umpire Welling needed him. C.J. Rodriguez was trying his best to sell that, but he had two umpires against only one catcher. So Caden Wallace, don't go anywhere.
Well, this has been the story of the series. Quad Cities 2-for-22 with runners in scoring position.
At bat 23, the pitch. Rocketed over the leaping third baseman Campos. Base hit going to the left field corner. Pineda scores. Here comes Vaz around third base. He's flying for the plate bareheaded. Slides in without a throw. A two-run go-ahead double by Caden Wallace. 4-3 Quad Cities.
Wow, that's a big-time switch in sequence right there. Rodriguez thinks that he's got it sold as the third out. With the catch in the glove, a pitch later, there is the delivery that Quad Cities has been waiting for all series. And it's a double, a big one, and that's going to knock out Bro. And the Lugnuts now trail for a second time here late.
17 game on base streak now for Caden Wallace. Double number two, RBIs number 14 and 15 for the big man this year. Kumar Nambiar is going to take on Gavin Cross. Quad Cities seesaws in front in the eighth inning. While we have this moment, let's have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We are 9 minutes away from the top of the hour, and the Carolina Panthers going on the clock.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Elsewhere in the MWL, you've got Quad Cities in Lansing and a good one here from Michigan State Capitol. They're on the bottom of the third in Dayton. Dragons 1, the Lake County Captains nada. Bottom of the third from South Bend, the Cubs lead the Peoria Chiefs 2-0. Scoreless from Fort Wayne, the Great Lakes Loons and the Tin Caps in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the second inning, no score between the Whitecaps playing at the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and they're just underway in Appleton, Wisconsin. The Beloit Sky Carp looking to win again. They're 12-5. They're playing at the Timber Rattlers.
I feel like you can't give a score update without giving me like scouting reports or something on each team, right? As they get announced.
Oh, they've all got that dog in them.
They're easy enough.
I will not give you a comp. Well, number 14 on the back of his uniform, Kumar Nambiar comes in, replacing Hunter Bro. In this top of the eighth inning, Enrique Valdez grounded to second. Kyle Hayes popped out to short. Hunter Bro was one out away from a perfect frame and sending us to the bottom of the eighth with the Lugnuts up by one. But Jack Pineda single to right center, Javier Vaz single to right, and Caden Wallace on an 0-2 pitch lasered a two-run double to left. And here we are, Quad Cities up 4-3. Adam, let's talk about the southpaw, Kumar Nambiar.
Yeah, Kumar has been good for most of his time in Lansing. He struggled in some tight situations, but this year off to a good start through 6 2/3, ERA under 1.5. Three strikeouts, three walks, opponents batting 182 against the lefty.
Gavin Cross batting left takes the curve for a called strike. Cross is 0-3. Three times he has grounded to second baseman Angeles. He has rolled him over. At second, Wallace. Nambiar looks back. A second look. A second pitch. And a high fly ball hit to right. Back goes Trenkel. He nears the wall. Caden Trenkel jumps up. Caden Trenkel makes the catch. And the side is retired. Right where the right center field wall elbows deeper. Caden Trenkel takes away extra bases from Gavin Cross. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Three hits, two runs, one left in scoring position for Quad Cities. The score of the Bandits, 4. The Lugnuts, 3.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Caden Wallace has doubled Quad Cities into the lead. 4-3, River Bandits to the bottom of the eighth inning now. And the Lugnuts, 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Muncie, Armenteros, and Susak coming up. With Adam Jackson, I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And it begins here with Max Muncy, the number 3 batter in the order. Right-handed hitter, 0-2, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. First pitch, lifted out to left field. There's Darryl Collins trotting forward to make the catch. And just like that, William Fleming, the big right-hander, has the first out of the eighth. Now Fleming against Lázaro Armenteros. Armenteros has a flair for the dramatic. Last week he tied a game against Lake County in the ninth. The pitch inside, ball one. Fleming tried the first pitch slider. 1-3 with an RBI double today. The deal, line drive, base hit left field. Arced right over the shortstop, Pineda. Collins gets it into short. Armenteros is his second hit of the game. A one-out single in the home eighth. And the tying run is on.
That'll work.
Tying run is on with a lot of speed for the Lugnuts. Daniel Susak, who in his last at-bat, he gave the Lugnuts the lead, is right back at home plate. Lugnuts went up 1-0. Quad Cities went up 2-1. Susak singled the Lugnuts in front 3-2. First pitch, takes a fastball for a called strike. And then Wallace the double, knocking in 4-3 Bandits. What a roller coaster.
Big spot in this game now for the Lugnuts to try and answer and hope to get back on top of that roller coaster.
Armenteros a threat to run at first. Righty-righty. Fleming offers. Bouncing ball right side. That gets through for a base hit. Armenteros with the speed. Dashes for third. Right fielder Town plays it into second. Susak comes through with another single. And now the tying run is at third. The go-ahead run is at first base. And only one out for Eurybiel Angeles.
Man, this has been a great game, and I love to see hitters, Jesse, not do too much, not try and overcommit, and Susak didn't. Pitch was outside. He took it that way. There's a gap between first and second, just pushed it out to right, and now you've got a chance to tie the score. Got to avoid the double play ball here.
Anales is 0 for 3. Two flyouts and a foul out. Swings and misses the first offering. Strike one. Quad Cities 4, Lansing 3, one down. Fleming's pitch, fouled straight back into the netting. High fastball from Fleming. Nothing in two.
Well, Angeles, in over 40 plate appearances, two walks. You knew he was going up there to swing. Now you got to protect.
Quad Cities looks for the double play ball. Infield is playing back. The pitch. He grounds it weakly to shortstop. There's Pineda. Underhands the second one. Turn it to first. Not in time. And right through Wallace. Anales reaches. Armenteros scores. 4-4 in the eighth. RBI fielder's choice for Eurybiel Angeles.
Well, that is great stuff right there. Armenteros reached on it just to get something on it. It was hit so weakly, helped him get down to first in time. And the Nuts find a way to even up the score after giving up the lead in the top half.
C.J. Rodriguez now, righty to righty. Strike one called. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 with an infield single. Hatfield straight up, playing deep. Angeles will run at first base. Fleming's 0-1. Swing and a foul tip, hung on to by Hayes. Strike two. Both bullpens quiet. Kumar Nambiar will return to the mound for the Lugnuts in the ninth, whether this game is tied or the Lugnuts lead. 4-4 the score. Fleming's 0-2. Angeles runs. Swing and a miss by Rodriguez. He's gone on strikes. Inning over. The Lugnuts score one on two hits. A fielder's choice by Angeles, plating Lázaro Armenteros. And it's a tie game. Going to the top of the ninth inning from Jackson Field. Lansing 4, Quad Cities 4.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, what a ball game we are privy to. 1-0 Lugnuts in the first, 2-1 River Bandits in the fifth, 3-2 Lugnuts in the sixth. In the top of the eighth, Quad Cities took a 4-3 lead. In the bottom of the eighth, the Lugnuts leveled it. And so onward into the ninth. With Adam Jackson, Jessica Briggs-Strassler. The River Bandits 3 coming up for the top of the ninth inning. Town, Collins, and Wallace. Lefty, lefty, righty. Against the lefty reliever Kumar Nambiar for Lansing. Nambiar deals to River Town. First offering is bounced to shortstop. Max Muncy gloves, fires to first. One gone on one pitch. Oh, by the way, we are not yet 2 hours into this ball game. Darryl Collins is 1-for-3. In the fifth inning, he singled. He and Rivertown scored. That initially gave Quad Cities the 2-1 lead. The pitch, the curveball, strike called. For Collins, this is just his fifth game with Quad Cities. He is 3-for-17 this year. He swings, hits a curveball high in the air out to right field. Caden Trinkle tracks it to his right. Perez there too. It's Trinkle who makes the catch right beside the center fielder. And then tells Junior, give me some space. This is my bailiwick. Just like that, two quick outs for Nambiar in the ninth. Paxton Wallace, next man up. The slugger signed out of Independent Baseball to join his younger brother Caden and the Royals organization. First offering, he takes strike called on the inside corner on the off speed from Nambiar. 24-year-old Wallace. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Way out in front. Strike two. Last year with Joliet, in 18 games, four homers, hit 343. Nambiar throws. Buried it. Paxton takes ball one. Before that, Paxton Wallace had been a member of the Angels organization. 23 games in 2021. Nambiar's 1-2. Reaches out, spoils it, foul to the right side. Keeps it right here. Nambiar going with the soft stuff. Now Wallace's younger brother, Caden Wallace, starred at Arkansas. Paxton Wallace, a Wichita State shocker. Nambiar's pitch. Inside corner, strike three called. The Yale Bulldog fires a perfect ninth inning. And we go to the bottom half of the ninth. One run would win it for the Lugnuts. 4-4, Nuts and Bandits. Hang tight.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two nights ago, the Lugnuts walked off the Quad Cities River Bandits on a wild pitch from Parker Harm, allowing Lázaro Armenteros to score. As we go to the bottom of the ninth here tonight, the Lugnuts need only one to walk off Quad Cities again. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The 6'6 William Fleming back to the mound for a fourth inning out of the Quad Cities pen, piggybacking tonight's starter, Luinder Avila. Fleming allowed two runs in the sixth, one in the eighth. They'll take on Campos, Perez, and Trinkle's spots for the bottom of the ninth. But things will begin with a pinch hitter for Lansing. A left-handed hitting Johnny Butler is up there to pinch hit for Alex Campos. And Adam, I believe this is the Lugnuts' first pinch hitter that they have utilized this year.
I like it. Butler has an axe for the dramatic, and he's a good guy to have at the plate. See if he can come up with a big start to this ninth.
Fleming throws. First offering misses for ball one. ACC battle here. Wake Forest Demon Deacon on the mound. NC State Wolfpack in the batter's box. Here it comes. Butler grounds it right side. Down to one knee. It's booted by Wallace. Recovers. Underhands to Fleming at the bag. Out number one. Paxton Wallace so quickly back upon it after initially mishandling. And now, Junior Perez. Perez, who last year hit 15 homers for Stockton. First pitch, takes, strike called from Fleming, the fastball. He is bunted out, he's grounded into a double play, he's flied out. Righty deals to righty. Buried it, ball one.
Well, this crowd loud, ready to erupt, waiting for something big to happen for the Lugnuts here in the ninth.
Top of the order, waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He was looking to end the game right there. Quickly asks for time. One ball and two strikes.
Go ahead and call that one a home run hack right there.
Yes, sir. Sun is not yet set. Still a strip of sunlight out in right field. Here's the pitch. Perez swings and misses. Fleming strikes him out. Fourth strikeout for William Fleming. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, this is big-time pitching by Fleming, Jesse. Since he's come in, he's had base runners galore. Now, he's done a nice job limiting them, but runners in the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, ninth. Clutch time. Tied at four. He comes up, gets two crucial outs before it turns over to the top.
Caden Trinkle takes the first pitch for a called strike on the outer third. Backdoor slider. Trinkle is one for four. A comebacker, two strikeouts, and a single. Righty deals to left-handed batter. Outside. And one ball and one strike on the Lugnuts' leadoff hitter. 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs and nobody on. Fleming looking to force a 10th inning. Kicks, offers. Trinkle swings and misses. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Down and away.
Just love the calmness from Trinkle at the plate. Big spot in this game. Two outs, trying to extend it. Tied at four, and he's not swinging at pitches out of the zone.
Comfortable with two strikes. Fleming's 2-2. Trinkle grounds it foul off his own dugout railing. Hopping to his first base coach, Baez. An underhanded up into the crowd.
Give him a ball. They'll cheer for anything right now.
They're looking to cheer for a walk-off win. Fleming's pitch. Trinkle takes ball three. Four runs, seven hits, one error for Quad Cities. Four runs, eight hits, one error for the Lugnuts. Pale pitch for Trinkle. Swing and a miss. Fleming strikes him out with a fastball away. And we, for the second time in three games, are going to play a 10th inning. At Jackson Field. Lugnuts 4, River Bandits 4. Adam Jackson has the call when we return.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Ah, the sweet sounds of the great Ken Korak bring you back for extra innings at Jackson Field. And it's Kumar Nambiar to come back out for the 10th after he got the final out in the 8th and got a 1-2-3 ninth. He's got 8-9 and 1 due up. We are tied at 4. Lugnuts with 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. While the River Bandits with 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. And in, it looks like we... Well, I thought maybe we were going to have a... pinch hitter, I should say. Do we have a pinch runner?
We do, Shervin Newton.
Ah, okay. So he replaces what would have been Paxton Wallace then, and Newton was the guy at first yesterday. So that's an easy switch for Brooks Conrad, the manager, to make it. So Newton is the runner at second, Enrique Valdez at the plate. It's a favorable matchup for the Nuts, lefty-lefty. And also, Joshuan Wright has come into the game because Johnny Butler, remember, pinch hit for Alexander Campos. So he is in at third for the Nuts. And Nambiar spins around before he delivers the first pitch.
You know what that is about. And that's the old move to see, will the batter tip his hand? And the answer is yes, Enrique Valdez did. He's showing bunt.
And he squares again. The pitch popped up behind home plate. And it goes off the netting. No chance for C.J. Rodriguez to go get it. So we'll reset defensively in this 10th. Lázaro Armenteros, Junior Perez, Caden Trinkel cross the outfield. Joshuan Wright at third just enters the game. Max Muncy, Aribil Angeles up the middle. They've turned a couple of double plays tonight. And Jack Winkler at first. C.J. Rodriguez behind the plate. And the third pitcher for the Nuts tonight, Kumar Nambiar. The pitch home. Bunt squared, put down, third base side, fair. And Wright is going to throw to first, and it's late, and everybody is safe. Newton gets to third. Wright fielded it, looked straight at Newton, who stopped halfway through. There was nobody at second base. And now still nobody at second base. All time was called. As Valdez went scampering to second, he'll be ushered back to first by the umpires. But what a wild sequence. Wright was ready to get the lead runner, but nobody was at second. So if he throws to third, then Newton could have turned back around. Now, if you're right, you could have ran at Newton. But again, he could have turned right back around and gone to second. And now the Lugnuts work out of this jam. First and third, nobody out. And Don Schulze's coming out to the mound.
The baseball truism that the ball finds you, so Joshuan Wright just comes in defensively, immediately the ball found him. Adam, he had the right idea. He grabbed it. It was too sharp of a bunt. He looks. He sees the runner hung up halfway between second and third. He has to be decisive. But the second he turns away from that runner, then he has to throw to first base. He looked at the runner. He looked at first. He looked back at the runner. And that's when you realized he is too far caught in between. They're going to get nothing here.
And even... I mean, you even accept at that point, too, running the runner back to second base.
Yes,
but you can't let him get to third because, again, then you have a force at first, second, or third if he gets back to second because nobody was on second base. But, yeah, once you look back the runner, you got to make a decision. You're going to go run at him or you're going to throw to first. He elected to do it a little bit too late, and they're at the corners. Nobody out. A fielder's choice. And now a bunt down the first base side, popped up on one hop. Winkler goes, makes the tag, one out as Hayes is sent back to the dugout. But the run scores as Newton is in, and the River Bandits have the lead 5-4.
How about Quad Cities going squeeze?
Mm-hmm. A great lunge there from Winkler. They maybe would have called Hayes for going out of the baseline as he tried to get around the tag, but it's a three unassisted for the first out. And now back to the top of the order, Jack Pineda. Lefty on lefty to pitch. That's in there. Strike one. What a wild 10th inning so far.
Well, that right there. The runner at second base. Enrique Valdez, he's key. Because you begin the bottom half of this inning with already the tying run in scoring position, and it's going to be speedy Caden Trenkel. Quad City's looking for insurance.
The 0-1. Hard hit on the ground to Angeles. One hop to his left has it. Shuffles, throws to Winkler. Two outs. And now it'll be Javier Vaz to get that third and final out before that second run that you're alluding to comes in to score. So everything has been in the infield in this 10th inning. A run has scored. Start with the runner at second, the Manfred man, some would say. Javier Vaz steps in. First pitch down low. Ball one. Top 10, a back and forth game that has led us to extras. 5-4 lead for Quad Cities. Lugnuts will have a chance for a response in the bottom half. The pitch. Breaking ball hits the outside corner. A huge, huge at bat for the Lugnuts' fate here in the bottom of the 10th. Runner 90 feet away. Two outs. The 1-1. Up high, Rodriguez comes out of his stance. Looked back to Valdez at third. Two bunts from the bottom of the order in this 10th inning. And then a ground out to second. That pitch is outside 3-1. He's tried the breaking balls. They haven't been working.
Well, there's a major problem. This is the lefty-lefty matchup.
Yep.
And you've got the right-handed power hitter and Wallace waiting next.
And this is the one you can't let get away. The pitch. Fly back. And that one is just to our right and back down to the concourse. Now, did you scramble right, left, back?
So the computer went down, and then I went back, and then I looked into the booth to our right.
Well, I just went forward, hoping the ball would come my direction. 3-2. Breaking ball popped up. Weakly hit. Trenkel coming in. Angeles going out. It's Angeles with two hands above his head, backpedaling to make the catch. Well, for how that half inning started, pretty well done. Nuts only give up one run. Great pitching by Nambiar. And we are off to the bottom of the 10th. A run ties it. Two runs win it. 5-4, Quad Cities.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, here we go to the bottom of the 10th. All of a sudden, the last chance for the Nuts. They're down by just a run after giving up one in the top half of the frame. And it will be Jack Winkler, Max Muncy, and Lázaro Armenteros. You can't ask for anything better. Middle of the order. And you have the speedster Caden Trenkel at second base. They will get a new man on the mound. The third pitcher from Avila to Fleming to Wander Arias, who steps in, the righty, to take on the heart of this Nuts order as they try and win a third straight against the River Bandits. For the first time in this series, though, they'll try and do it coming from behind. Steady lead for Trenkel at second. First pitch. Muncy squares to bunt, and he fouls it back off the catcher, Jack Winkler, squares to bunt. And that's a foul ball. Strike one, or do they say ball one? I thought that he made contact with the bat and then it ricocheted off of Hayes, but it looks like Winkler pulled the bat back and it was down low. We'll see from the home plate umpire. Here comes pitch two. Winkler puts it in play. It won't matter. And it's mishandled by Reyes. There's no play. Winkler is safe. Off to third goes Trinkel. He went to field it with his glove, squeezed the mitt, and he pushed the ball away from his mitt and then couldn't make a throw.
It's two things. It's the pitcher Arias going down to glove it, but looking up all at the same time, so his mind was not on the glove. He was looking at the lead runner. And I also think the first baseman Newton was so close to him, crowding him. So he panicked, he rushed himself.
And now that brings up Max Muncy with first and third, nobody out. The pitch, Muncy, half-hearted, swing and a miss. What's the ruling on that, E1?
Sacrifice E1.
So Winkler reaches, Trinkel is at third, Muncy 0-for-3 tonight with a walk. Tying run at third, 5-4, River Bandits in the 10th. The pitch, bunts it foul as he pushes it off the net to the right of home plate. And now Max is down 0-2.
To me, that's Max bunting on his own, trying to lay it down, seeing the setup of the infield, because he understands if he just gets the bunt down, especially to the right of the mound, Lugnuts will easily tie up the game. But now he's in a hole.
And can he avoid going down with the strikeout and put it in play? Here's the 0-2 pitch. In there, strike three, and Max is done.
It's a rough at-bat.
Not what you want. And again, this is the right part of the order. Tough night for Max. Three strikeouts. Did walk and score a run. But Arias gets his first K. And now you're hoping that Armenteros can pick him up. But this is the right guy to have up. He's had two more hits tonight. An RBI. Scored a run. And he's the home run leader in the Midwest League with six this year. Average 317. The pitch. Down low, ball one. We're in the bottom of the 10th. Second of three nights that we've gone to extras. Lansing 1-10 on Tuesday. They're down 5-4 with runners at first and third. One out in the bottom of the 10th tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Challenged him on the inner half. Armenteros did strike out in the fourth. Trinkel has great speed at third. Open stance from Armenteros. Looks like a power hitter at the plate. 1-1 pitch. Down low. Good eye. This is what we've seen from him to start the season. That drew us the attention that we might start to see some big production in the hits column. He's not swinging at a ton of pitches out of the zone. Rarely doing that. And that's something he's really worked on the last few years since he's been a Lugnut. Here's the 2-1. That's outside. Oh, great at bat right here. We just talked about Muncy and struggling. Three pitches, all strikes, and not being productive with a strikeout. Not what he wanted. And here's Armenteros, who's worked a 3-1 hitter's count. This thirsty Thursday crowd backing him and hoping for something big. Oh, a pitch clock violation on Armenteros. Oh, that's a big, big mistake. It's 3-2. Just like that, we've got a full count in a big spot in the 10th. Arias' pitch. In on the hands, jammed him, popped up, first base side, foul territory, and it lands in the Lugnuts dugout.
So that supplies strike two. If the pitch clock infraction hadn't. Adam, that was going to be ball four.
Yes,
it was.
It's
a breaking ball in.
You can understand why he swung. It looks like it's coming across the plate and then leaving the zone as it got to Armenteros' bat. Daniel Susek, first round pick by the A's last year, on deck. A payoff pitch again. Here it is. Foul, third base side.
The thing is, with his great speed, if he puts the ball in a play, it can cause trouble. And the outfield is playing very deep. The gaps are wide open, and Winkler runs so well at first base.
We'll see if he can put one in play here. Another 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Armenteros strikes out right behind Max Muncy. And Wander Arias has cut down the three and four hitters with runners in scoring position at first and third. And now it'll be Daniel Susak.
Think about earlier in that plate appearance when you complimented Lázaro on taking some difficult pitches. That's the result that Arias was looking for. That's brutal.
Came right back in, got him, and now it's Susak. He delivered earlier in this game. Hits in his last two at-bats. Can he do it again? The pitch. Bottom of the zone, strike one. It's been hits or strikeouts for Susak. Two Ks in his first two at-bats. Two runs, single in the sixth. A single in the eighth. First and third, two outs, bottom 10. 5-4 River Bandits. The pitch home. That's outside, skips away from Hayes, but he kept it in front. Trankel has to stay put at third. That's a ball and a strike. Daniel Susak is going to be counted on in these situations for years to come in this organization. It's the reason they took the 6'4", 225-pounder in the first round last year. 19th overall pick for the A's. Can he come in clutch at the high A level for the Lugs? 1-1. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Hayes. And the Nuts are down to their final strike.
That's a hanging breaking ball up in the zone. That's his pitch.
What a masterful job it could be here for Arias after he committed an error if he could strike out the side to win it. 1-2 pitch. Lifted deep. Center field. Crosses back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. It goes off the wall and bounced down. One run scores. Here comes the winner. And Susak walks it off in the 10th. The Nuts win it on a thirsty Thursday. Waterworks flying on the third base side as Susak is mobbed. The first rounder comes through for the Lugnuts. They're still throwing water towards Daniel Susak, a 6-5 win straight away center field. Wow. Well, the fans have something to celebrate tonight. A 6-5 win. Lugnuts 10-7. Post-game show is next here from Jackson Field.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For a second time in 3 days, the Lansing Lugnuts walk off the Quad Cities River Bandits. Hello and welcome back into Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Wander Arias was looking to pull off the Houdini. With runners at first and third and nobody out, he struck out Max Muncy. He struck out Lázaro Armenteros. He had two strikes on Daniel Susak. And then Susak hit a deep drive to the center field wall, 400 plus feet away from home plate. Gavin Cross, the fellow first rounder. Susak taken 19th overall last year. Cross taken 12th overall. went back there, was at the fence, collided with the fence, got his glove on the ball, and then it popped free. And the Lugnuts, Caden Schrenkel and Jack Winkler scored. Lugnuts win it by the exact same score as they won on Tuesday. Lansing 6, Quad Cities 5 in 10 innings. My goodness, Adam Jackson.
That was awesome. I mean, listen, that's why you picked that guy. As we mentioned, for big moments like that, he's going to have a ton of them in this organization. And his first chance here, down by a run, two outs. You're down to your final strike, 1-2. Arias has struck out the last two batters, including the first rounder from a couple of years ago, and the hottest batter on this Lugnuts roster right now, Armenteros. And Susak pounds a ball to center field. And wow, Cross, he nearly catches that one up against the wall. Looked like he had room. It was incredibly difficult. Pops out. And then the two runs come in, and Lansing has strung together a three-game win streak for the third time this season. And they are now 10-7. How about that, Jesse?
It's that difference. The difference of that ball being caught by Cross and the ball getting out of his possession. Daniel Susak, after striking out in the first inning with Lázaro Armenteros on, striking out in the fourth inning as well. And keep in mind, he had been 0-4 yesterday. So Susak comes back, a two-run go-ahead single in the sixth, a single in the eighth, and then the winner in the bottom of the 10th inning to cap off his day as DH. He'd been needing this.
Absolutely. I mean, and what a great game that was. Back and forth we went. We talked about it. It was the first lead in the series for the River Bandits. Really the first time they'd come in clutch with runners in scoring position in this series. Caden Wallace gets the two-run double in the eighth to vault them in front. Lugnuts tied in the bottom of the eighth. Lugnuts then give up the run, and that's it in the 10th, and then get two in the bottom half. A great baseball game ends with the home crowd going home happy tonight.
Both runs unearned because of the error committed by the pitcher Wander Arias on the sacrifice bunt attempt by Jack Winkler. It has gone down as a two-run game-winning triple for Daniel Susak. Three hits, four RBIs. The Lugnuts victorious. Lansing is now 10-7. The River Bandits now 7-10. Five runs, eight hits, and two errors for Quad Cities in defeat for the Lugnuts. Six runs, nine hits, and one error. And now the Lugnuts go for the series victory and a fourth straight win over Quad Cities and a sixth consecutive home victory. They've beaten Quad Cities three in a row here at home after defeating West Michigan two in a row in the last home stand. And so the Lugnuts and the River Bandits on a dollar deal day tomorrow. Lansing will have the right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario going to the mound against the Bandits' Chandler Champlain, looking to keep things going. I'm sorry, Adam Jaxa is beside himself. Meanwhile, C.J. Rodriguez and Javier Vaz, the Vandy Commodores teammates, are taking a photograph together down on the field. It's beautiful. I'm sorry, Adam. The Houston Texans took C.J. Stroud, number two, and then they traded with the Cardinals right back up into the number three spot to take Will Anderson. So the Texans feel that they are crushing this draft for D'Amico Ryans. Adam, it's going to be okay. Lugnuts win. You don't have to say anything more. We can close up shop right here.
Hey, I'm happy. Lugnuts get a win, baby. That's all that matters, Jesse. Big-time performance by the Nuts tonight, and let's do it again tomorrow.
Yes, sir. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Your final score in 10 innings, the Lugnuts 6, the River Bandits 5. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your evening from Michigan State Capitol and Jackson.